here's a story from The World.
As the Taliban begins to rule Afghanistan again, concern has also spread to neighboring Pakistan. Pakistan has long fought to curb terrorism at home. Last month there, a bus bombing that targeted Chinese engineers killed 9 people. Pakistan's foreign minister blamed the attack on militants connected to the Pakistani Taliban. The group has not claimed responsibility. It's not an isolated incident. There's a history of militants targeting Chinese workers in Pakistan. From Islamabad, Betsy Joles reports on how Pakistan is dealing with these security issues.
Chinese infrastructure projects are hard to miss here in Pakistan. A Chinese-built motorway connects Punjab in the center to Sindh in the south, and a Chinese-funded metro line snakes through historic Lahore. Overpasses are painted with Chinese flags and the face of China's president, Xi Jinping. China has invested tens of billions of dollars in Pakistan over the years through its Belt and Road Initiative, which has also financed roads, railways, power plants, and telecommunications networks around the world. The China-Pakistan Economic Corridor is a big part of this, so when 9 Chinese engineers are killed inside Pakistan, it's a big concern.
This trend continues. The only friendly country stops coming to Pakistan and stop investing. This will hurt Pakistan more rather than killing civilians in Pakistan.
Strategic affairs analyst Humayun Khan says the Pakistani Taliban and other militant groups know the importance of Chinese investment. They also know that attacking Chinese nationals will cause a stir and may even discourage other countries from investing. Khan said he anticipates an uptick in attacks given the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan.
There's going to be a power struggle going on. It would have a devastating effect on the neighboring countries, particularly Pakistan.
Over the years, Pakistan has built up a security system to protect Chinese workers, but at times it has faltered. Weeks after the Dasu blast, 2 Chinese engineers were targeted by a gunman while driving in Karachi. Chinese workers for these projects can't easily talk to reporters, so I catch up with Roger Lee, who interacts with them at his restaurant in Islamabad, the Golden Dragon. We talk upstairs, overlooking the patio, filled with Chinese and Pakistani customers.
I mean, living here all my life, I was born in Lahore.
Over the years, he's seen the influx of Chinese workers that Belt and Road projects have brought.
Some of them may be just coming in on their own. Sometimes they have security, which is sometimes with a police escort.
He has also seen more and more Chinese coming to Pakistan for their own private businesses, and he doesn't see recent incidents stopping that.
If there's an opportunity, they are willing to consider the risk and still do it.
In terms of his own security or the security of his wife, who is Chinese, and their children, Lee is cautious but not overly concerned.
Here it's better to just stay under the radar. It's, just do work and keep it hush hush.
Attacks on Chinese people in Pakistan date as far back as 2004, when a car bomb killed workers in Gwadar, which became a flagship project of the Economic Corridor. High-profile attacks have been carried out at the Chinese consulate in Karachi and at a hotel in Quetta that was set to host the Chinese ambassador. Mustafa Haider Sayed is the executive director of a Pakistani think tank. He said the Taliban's rise could be a further threat to Chinese projects. We speak in the garden of his house in Islamabad.
I think the question is how CPEC will move forward with this threat and with the growing threat of what's happening in Afghanistan.
China is Pakistan's top investor, and the Belt and Road projects are a big reason why. Numerous Chinese-funded projects have already gotten delayed, though, some for security reasons. But Sayed thinks basic economics will be enough to bring in more Chinese business.
Pakistan offers a lower-cost production. It's a neighbor of China. It's conducive for Chinese companies to relocate to Pakistan. And I think reasonably good incentives. There's room for improvement.
Even so, when attacks happen, it puts pressure on both countries. The Chinese were quick to condemn the Dasu blast as an act of terrorism. Beijing deployed its own team to investigate, and an editorial in Chinese state media said special forces and missiles could be used if Pakistan's capabilities weren't enough. Security analyst Humayun Khan said he sees this as more of a test than a serious threat from the Chinese, who will continue to rely heavily on Pakistan for security.
I think they're fully cognizant of the view that what is happening on the neighborhood would affect them, and they were anticipating it for last many years.
Because of this, Khan said the Chinese will take it as a cost of doing business in the region.
So even though we have a huge security network in place, when somebody is willing to come out and kill himself or herself for the sake of whatever ideology they have, there's very little you could do. And we have seen that all around the world as well.
With the world's eyes on Afghanistan, China at least will be watching what happens in Pakistan carefully too. For the world, I'm Betsy Joles, Islamabad, Pakistan. From PRX.